Now today, the modern city of Bodrum sits on top of Halicarnassus, and both medieval and modern structures obscure the ancient settlement. A 15th century AD crusader castle sits on top of Mausolus's palace, so we can't understand his palace at all today. But the most famous monument of Halicarnassus we can understand a little bit about. It was built at the center of Mausolus's city, and it was his tomb, known as the Mausoleum, which just means the place of Mausolus. Now, this tomb was begun in 360 BC and was still incomplete at the time of his death in 353 BC. But nevertheless, it was considered one of the seven wonders of the world because of its size, standing nearly 150 feet tall, and also the impressive sculpture that adorned it, created by the most gifted Greek sculptors of the 4th century BC. And this tomb stood within a huge precinct. It had a large rectangular podium, and then a colonnade of Ionic columns, and it was surmounted by a pyramidal roof that had a chariot on the top. And surrounding the walls of the podium were reliefs that depicted scenes of battles between Greeks and Persians, battles between Greeks and Amazons, and between the columns and elsewhere in the building, there stood statues of the ancestors of Mausolus. So this was a tomb that celebrated this leader, but also celebrated his family, because evidently, there were generations depicted on the tomb. There were also lions shown, and horses, and a variety of animals. Now, one of the most impressive figures that come from the mausoleum is a portrait, most likely a portrait, of Mausolus. It stands well over life size, 10 feet tall, and shows a man dressed in flowing drapery, with a heavy beard and thick, ropey hair, a very, very strong brow, deep, penetrating eyes, and a mustache. Coin portraits match this face fairly closely, so it's quite likely that this is a portrait of King Mausolus. And indeed, it's considered to be one of the first realistic portraits from the ancient world. When Mausolus died, there was a massive funeral that included athletic competitions, musical competitions, and even a play that was written about his life was performed. And the archaeologists who have excavated, most recently, this tomb, have discovered evidence for food left behind in the tomb in the subchamber beneath the great building, where found eggshells from hens and bones that seem to have come from legs of meat from cattle and goat left behind to help feed the deceased leader. Unfortunately, the mausoleum was felled by earthquakes and then subsequently looted and dismantled by crusaders in the 15th and 16th centuries. Elements from it were transferred to the British Museum in the 19th century, and one can still visit these remains there and see that impressive statue of King Mausolus himself.